This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Well, I've seen it in movies. It's often been a huge premise for a hilarious sitcom. An affliction that I'm so grateful I haven't had to deal with. And Owen has been dealing with it for the better part of the last 3 days, so I wanted to get an update, and if there's anything that anybody can say or do to help Owen, he'd appreciate it in his time of need. How are the kidney stones doing, Owen?
They suck. They're not funny. It's not a sitcom. I, like you, I've only known about it from sitcoms, and my uncle, who I've not lived around in 20 years, had them, and so I would get updates from my mom on him. That's the only ones that I ever know about. And, not funny, still floating around in my body, needed to go away.
So you went to the ER on Sunday?
On Sunday. I watched the Steelers game, Steelers-Colts in the ER, and then the first half of the Browns game in the ER as well.
The ER has now become the best sports bar in town.
Well, and it's great. They're happy hours.
This is giving me the heebie-jeebies. Like, how do
they give me some stuff that made me feel pretty good.
Oh, my God. So you... Did you think you were having a heart attack?
No, I thought I was having... So I have back problems. That's the whole reason that I got out of the military. And I thought I was having like a knot in my back that was, you know, pulling a muscle or whatever. And then the pain got worse and I was screaming in pain on the floor. And my wife's like, oh, you're not faking it like you normally do on a Sunday to get out of doing work, especially when there's a game coming up soon. And so we went to the ER, and now I am still dealing with the remnants of kidney stone that has not made its way out of my body yet.
The best is what you told me that they gave you to deal with it, and it didn't seem like it was helpful at all and would just make a mess.
Yeah, and it does, and I stopped juicing.
They gave you a funnel?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to do?
Well, so when it... evacuates my body. I can hold on to it for sentimental
reasons. Remnants?
I don't know if we're sending it in for research.
You put it up there with your...
Why do they give you a funnel to hold on to
with all your metals?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I put it in that same box that my mom has with my baby teeth.
Are you carrying the funnel with you right now?
No, I refuse to bring it in.
Oh, come on. I wanted to see it.
I don't think you do.
All right, hold on.
The funnel is not made in a... Yesterday, I
decided... Look at this.
Funnel time's done.
Oh, so no more funnel?
I'm not doing it.
Well, don't they need it for research?
Well, they can research something else because I'm not doing it
anymore. I'm looking at a kidney stone funnel right now. This looks like a fun contraption. It looks like a light fixture. That's what it looks like. So it's still at the home?
It is.
And so they basically tell you...
Prominently displayed in my bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
There is no cure for this. It's just let the body do its normal thing.
I talked to someone else within the family of Odyssey here that is dealing with something similar, and they said they're still kicking around with it.
Oh, no.
I talked to someone else who, when we were over at Andy's get-together, who said about 2 hours after they left, it it left them and was not a pleasant experience. So now the stress of it, of knowing that this is coming at some point.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have a timetable, or did they equip you with anything?
So I know that it's still there. I can feel the pressure right now, as we said.
God.
Oh, my God.
So there's no enjoyment.
Oh, this is gross.
There's no enjoyment right now when you when you go into those rooms.
No.
Keith and Ashtabula, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Well, I just wanted to provide a little bit of insight. I've had kidney stones three separate times. So the reason they want you to collect it is there's a variety of factors that can cause them. So if you collect it and bring it to your urologist, they can tell you, I mean, sometimes they just form naturally, but sometimes there's things you can change in your diet. Like I used to drink sweet tea like it was going out of style.
Yeah, mine's probably the Cheetos and Rippets that I have every morning for breakfast. But
well, you have Rippets for sentimental reasons.
That's right. They might be over.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, Keith, thank you very much for the call. And I hope that, gosh, this is just, I feel so bad for you guys. Jeff on the road, you're next up on the fan. Yellow.
Hey, don't get rid of the funnel. It's more than just the testing part of it, too. They got to prove that you actually passed it, because then if it's still up in there, there could be other problems. So that's why you collect it in the first place.
You got to keep the funnel.
You got to keep it.
Well,
so
I know
that
it's
you can
still
actually
there,
prove
Jeff.
That
it's pressuring
it.
Me right now.
It's like you're panning for gold.
Yeah, but there's really small. You'll be surprised at how small it actually is when it comes out, because I had one, too. A couple years ago, but you gotta do that so that you can prove that you actually passed it too. So that if there's like really small remnants that
what
you don't
about,
have other health issues.
At what point does manual extraction become the way to go?
Let's
here?
Not go down that road. Let's not go down
yeah,
that road.
That's
it's making me queasy.
Yeah, that's not any good.
No good.
Sick to my stomach.
Thank you for the call, Jeff.
I was told also by someone you can get an ultrasound and apparently they can blow it up or whatever, but they said it was only 4 millimeters.
We could do a gender reveal too while we're at it.
Oh gosh! Nice. So it's how big's 4 millimeters? Like
I don't
big?
Know what Chester name Cheeto's it? Gender is, but that's who's in
oh,
there.
Oh yeah,
right
you
got
to name it. Yeah, yeah.
So that's what causes it. That's what causes it.
I have no clue. That's just the amount of sodium I've been taking in. And guess where I'm going in about 14 minutes.
To the bathroom
to get some of them Cheetos.
Oh, that's right.
I was
yeah,
gonna say, we may never see him again.
And then I might go prospecting.
Oh, gosh. 216. No more calls on this. No more. We're done. Back to the Deshaun Watson calls. Which one would you rather talk about? Oh, gosh. Fine. Everett in Cleveland. Hello, Everett.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks
Hi,
for
Everett.
Switching the subject.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, about the rebuilding Deshaun.
Yeah.
I want everybody to get Flacco out of their mind. He's not coming back. If he was that good, he would be starting where he was. His numbers was okay yet last week, but let's just get Flacco out of our mind. When it comes to Deshaun
let me tell
Watson,
you this though. I don't mean to just jerk the wheel here, but is it that we know he's good and he's not good enough to be a starter full time anymore, and that there's maybe other teams are like, yeah, I don't need people chanting his name in my end zone either.
No, it's just that he's had his time, and we kind of know what it is with Flacco. If you put him on his team right now, he wouldn't last the full season. That line is. Luckily, Deshaun can run around because that line is letting the blitz come through with no
Boy,
defense at all.
That's
Deshaun,
salient.
Okay. Not even the blitz. It's the stunts.
That's salient. Yeah, yeah that's yeah. Okay.
Now, with Deshaun, I've watched him for the last 3 weeks do what he do. At the end of the games, the third, fourth quarter, he's taking over the game. But when you got so many drops and so many penalties killing drives, even Patrick Mahomes can't – well, he has because he has the top 10 defense. Our defense ain't stopping nobody either. So – as good as Deshaun can play, and I know some people are just going to say, hey, is Deshaun Swatty the quarterback? He's playing better than Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is giving turnovers left and right, and they're 2-2.
He's been rough.
But his receivers are – he has a run game, and his receivers are making catches. Well, now, what I want to say about that my last thing before I go, that last play that everybody is freeze-framing, my thing is if Amari is a true number one and we only need 3 yards – why is he running a full route? Why didn't he already know the blitz was
some
coming?
Some people brought that into
oh,
question.
Boy. Everett, thank you very much
Amari
for the call.
Cooper approval rating has gone from the guy I think people love the most outside of Miles and Chubb, maybe Betonio, but man, Amari people loved. It has gone south. I mean, we're questioning whether a veteran in the NFL, long time, is even running the right routes. He's dropping big passes. He lashed out at the media last week. People love that, actually.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.